Hey guys, welcome to DMOC lesson number 6. I'm pretty sure you guys have been working hard on the stuff that we've been letting you go with so far. As I said, I'm taking baby steps with this just to make sure that we're all end up on the same page. Because if we're not on the same page, then you're going to get lost and get frustrated, and I don't want to see that happen. Now, in the last lesson, we spoke about special alarm points. And these special alarm points are really cool, right? And I'm hoping you guys had a chance to really take a working with pericardium 6. Pericardium 6, of course, is going to weaken the chest area. Now, let's bring a couple of these elements together, right? So you can get a really good idea of what it is that I'm talking about here. We have gone in depth into the diurnal cycle. And how, with DMOC, the actual association with time means something. Right? In Kyusho, it means something too, but it is nowhere near as critical as it is with DMOC. Now, the idea of DMOCing someone, of course, is to get a delayed reaction or to get a very profound reaction, up to and including death. And there's nothing magic about that. It is the accumulation of, for lack of better words, damage to the body. Right? So we're going to take a quick look at an example here of something that you could do. If you decide to replicate this, be really careful, okay? Because we're dealing with some very, very volatile points. Okay? So now DMOC is not really what you would call reactionary. Kyusho is reactionary. It is very well suited for an immediate self-defense need. Now realize that that is also part of the actual art forms of DMOC. So I separate the two of them. I look at DMOC as being a response to a situation that you have time to respond in. Otherwise, I'd be going for a neurological knockout. Okay? And of course, we're dealing with much higher escalation things as well. A good example are hostage situations. Right? That is something that will typically have a very good time element to it and will allow you the opportunity to do some type of a setup. But anyways, let's take a look at this. So we'll take a look at the diurnal cycle itself. Right? Let's suppose that we want to do a very heavy shutdown of somebody at 8 p.m. in the evening, right? Now, we're dealing, of course, between 7 and 9 p.m. We are dealing with my dog barking, but that's pretty much the way that goes sometimes. They're always with me. It doesn't matter where I am. Of course, pericardium, organ-wise, is the sac that surrounds the heart. So any type of damage here can be fatal. But we're going to look at it as the example. And having issues between 7 and 9 p.m. is not uncommon in the world, especially in the Northern Hemisphere in the winter where it's dark. Right? So shall go from there. So we are now observing the fact that when we were out and we have become very attentive to what time it is, it's 8 p.m. So we know we're in pericardium time. We know that the pericardial sac is at its most sensitive, and that is an area where we can do extreme damage. So somebody comes up and grabs a hold of you in a double lapel grab. Single lapel grip. So he just grabs a hold of you, right? Shake you up, try to impose something on you. Now, immediately, you would take that left hand, because they grabbed you with their right, which is normally what's going to happen, and you grab their arm and you make sure that you're contacting pericardium 6. What does pericardium 6 do? Pericardium 6 weakens the chest cavity. It weakens essentially from the collarbone down to the diaphragm area. So it's not even, because the diaphragm is kind of a flowy sort of thing around the organs, the stomach and the liver and stuff. But you know, that has all become weakened. What would my next strike be? I would hit the alarm point for pericardium, which is, of course, is conception 17. From those three things alone, provided I did an energy hit and not just a strike, I would, at bare minimum, have somebody in excruciating pain whose heart just skipped a couple of beats. And if you've ever had your heart jump a beat, because it happened to me once, it runs in the family. We have no cardiovascular issues in either side of my family. However, my dad had an anomaly by which every once in a while his heart would skip a beat, every few years or something. And that's not what killed him, by the way. His heart was as strong as an ox. And I had it happen to me once when I was about 17, and holy shit, did that hurt. Right. So that could be the effect. The other effect, of course, could be if there's any kind of heart conditions, the heart would just shut down because the pericardial sac would essentially spasm, I guess would be the lack of the better word for it. Right. Now, a crucial strike there would be extremely painful and the person would be on their knees in agony from this, but the heart would probably not be anywhere near disrupted unless there was a serious issue with it. I would, especially being the pericardial sac, right? Now hitting conception 14, which is also still chest cavity because it is on top of the diaphragm, it is not below the diaphragm area, would also yield a result, but the time of day isn't correct, right? And we want to shoot for the time of day. In Q-Show, I would take that and I would immediately, with everything that I've got, I would go to Wood for a knockout, right? Because I wouldn't be doing the energy strike, because that full energy strike requires a little bit more focus than it does to do a grasp to the vessel, right? So we've now seen an example from putting together a couple of things, time of day, special alarm points, and alarm points, the type of an effect that we can have on the body. And at this point in time, we are still sticking with just pressure points, right? Now, I'm not stating that as any kind of a way of which I'm to say that, well, you know, striking pressure points isn't good enough. Striking pressure points is fantastic. But in Dim Mach, because of energy strikes, there are other things that you can do where you're not actually targeting a point, but we will get into that as things move along. Okay? Now, if you're going to try this at home or in your dojo, make sure that the strike that you do to conception 17 is not an energy strike, right? Just tap it. You will see a phenomenal result when you put those things together. And then perhaps at a different particular time, do the same thing without pericardium 6 during pericardium time, and then do the conception strike with pericardium 6, but not in the time of day. And you will notice there will be profound differences between all of them. I do suggest taking notes on the results because this will start to get confusing after a while. I used to have a notebook years ago. It was a leather-bound notebook that was all of my Q-Show notes from day one, and in 2011, in the attempt to help a family that was in need, I auctioned that book off. And a couple of my students went together and they actually paid $500 for the book, which was a tremendous help for the charity, for the family that I was trying to help out. But I'll tell you, I missed that book, and if those guys ever happen to be listening to this course, they've got a real gold mine there. Anyways, that's it for today's lesson. We will be back next time, and we will go into more detail on how these types of things work, and soon we will be moving on to working on doing the vibrating palm itself. That is coming up very, very soon after we recap and do a little bit more point work here. Okay. That is, as I said, that is all for today. Please leave comments for questions so that everybody can participate. Because when somebody asks a question and everybody can read the comment, it does help to stimulate other questions for one thing, but it also helps to lay any, it helps everybody learn. Have a great day, guys. Ciao.